Joining us now, Jess Vonischek is here, who is the executive director of Manresa Island Corporation. And Jess, welcome back to the show. This week, milestone moment for Manresa Island and kind of rebuilding this brand new future for the island. Talk about what happened.
Thank you so much for having me. I always love calling in. So good morning, everybody. It was a really great week at Manresa Island. We were able to conclude the bringing down of three major oil tanks, which are the oil tanks that were constructed in 1970. They were huge. They held 7.5 million gallons of oil each, over 40 feet tall, and being able to clear them out has offered more than 75,000 square feet of land for us to be able to move forward with our remediation plan.
So they're completely gone, Jess?
They are. They
wow.
are completely gone. Yep.
What went into that doing that? I mean, that sounds like a really huge undertaking.
Yeah, we were able to work with a contractor here in Connecticut to be able to come on site and use a really large crane to be able to cut pieces of the oil tank away. The work started on May the 19th, and it concluded this week. And so, you know, a full effort as far as having folks on site and being able to demolish the actual tanks themselves. And you're right, it was a really heavy lift, and we're so happy to have it done.
So is there anything else now that they've been removed? Sometimes you'll find that there, you know, needs to be work on the grounds there or testing or removal of anything. Does that have to go on, or did it seem like it was pretty contained within these steel oil tanks?
Yeah, so great question. I feel like it is pretty contained. You know, that's what we're hearing from AKRF, our remediation team. But part of the reason that we got rid of the oil tanks was not only to make progress towards opening the park, but also in order to be able to get access to the subsurface underneath those tanks. We're building out a remediation plan now that we need the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection's approval on in order to be able to actually start remediation and pull permits. And so this work allows us to fill in some of the gaps and some of those puzzle pieces that will help us answer questions in order to be able to get those permits pulled.
And again, we have Jess Vonischek here, who is the executive director of Manresa Island Corporation. We'll give you their website and how to track the project and get involved at the end of this interview. Jess, so as you mentioned, remediation, this is certainly a huge step in getting a lot of that done so that we can get to the fun part, is what I like to call it, which is sort of seeing the magic happen and the transformation of Manresa Island, the rebirth of it, if you will. How long, give or take, do we think remediation will take? Obviously, there are so many unknowns. You know, you just mentioned one is getting approval and sort of the thumbs up from DEEP as well as other entities. But how long do you think remediation will take, sort of ballpark, before we can start to put shovels in the ground and start to create some of the magic there?
Yeah, so it's going to take a little while. Right now, we actually, believe it or not, the demolition of the oil tanks is in preparation for remediation. And so that is a huge step in being able to actually pull together this remediation plan, which we will do over the next number of months in 2025. That actually includes a public meeting that will take place, that we're picturing taking place in September. And so it's really important for your listeners and the community to know that they'll be able to weigh in on this remediation plan. And that will conclude, we believe, at the end of the year, early 2026. And that will allow us then to start being able to pull those permits to actually start the remediation. And as you know, we've talked about it before, but we're really keen on trying to open up a portion of the northern forest in order to be able to allow the community an early access point to Manresa Island. And we are picturing that happening in 2027 if everything goes the way that it needs to with the state approvals in order to be able to get that plan solidified and get some of that remediation in place.
Okay, so I think that helps a lot, Jess, when you say that we're going to have a public hearing about what people want to see with remediation, because usually it's, hey, we're going to have a, you know, public hearings, and you are doing this as well, just to be clear, about what do you want the park to become, essentially? What do you want us to do? What do you, you know, picture it being? But when I hear remediation plans, I kind of feel like that's the, you know, quote unquote, not sexy part of the project. But so you just you just kind of outlined, though, something very important. So you're talking about potentially, you know, if you need to clear, for example, it sounds like trees, you know, that's something that you got to make sure that the public is on board with, is what it sounds like.
It's part of the process in order to be able to build a remediation plan. And so it's really important because the site is so large. It's 125 acres, and we know that it started as 23 acres, and with the coal ash that was laid down in the 60s, it's now 125. The interesting thing, I think, about the remediation plan is that because there are six or seven different types of ecosystems on the property, that includes salt marsh and the 90-acre birch forest and some of the meadows, each of the remediation approaches will be different for each land use type or each environment on the site. And as a result of that, it's really important for us to work closely with the community, but also work closely with DEEP to be able to say that the salt marsh remediation would look different than the wetland remediation, which will then look different than the birch forest remediation. It's not just that we're going to, part of it, the complexity is that for remediation, a lot of times you do go in and clear and just cap the property, but that's not the case here. We don't want to lose the 98 or birch forest. And so to be able to do that, we have to be able to have a plan in place in order to remediate and build a cap up, but allow the public access and also meet the requirements that are the regulatory standard that are set by the state.
We have Jess Vonischek here, who is the executive director of Manresa Island Corporation. And Jess, I know you had mentioned that these public hearings regarding remediation plans for Manresa Island, those are set to happen, give or take, in September. Is this something that people need to stay on top of? Because it sounds like you're going to have a lot of hearings and you want the public to weigh in. And if that's the case, how do people stay on top of this?
Yeah, I think so. The best thing to do for people to stay on top of it is to visit our website, which is ManresaIslandPark.org, and be able to sign up for the newsletter. Just to flag for the listeners, we do have a meeting that is the third community engagement meeting, and it's coming up on July the 13th between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. at Cove Point in East Norwalk, and we welcome everyone to come out. We're actually going to be talking about the master plan vision, and we're going to be talking about naming the park and the branding for the park. And then we will also have that September meeting that I was talking to you about that it focuses specifically on remediation and building a remediation plan. And then we will come back to the community most before the end of the year to be able to reveal the final design for the landscape and the building that incorporates all of the community engagement that we've been able to do over the last year. And so it's going to be a really big 6 months for us, and especially being able to loop the community into not only what we're doing, but how we're doing it and collecting additional feedback in order to be able to lock that plan in for the end of the year.
So again, Jess, obviously we also have on your website for Manresa Island, there's all these sort of concepts on there. And I a lot of the times I will get questions. We're still in the phase, the creative stage, if you will. Nothing is set in stone as to what this is going to turn into, correct? This is sort of an ongoing process.
You are absolutely correct. That's 100% correct. And we're really excited because we have the July 13th meeting coming up to be able to collect additional community feedback. But in addition to that, we've been working with different organizations like Stepping Stones and the Carver Foundation in order to be able to meet with the younger population of Norwalk and the region to be able to collect feedback from that group as well. And so all of that will continue until the end of the year, and we will come back to the community. We're targeting for December 2025 in order to be able to come back with a solidified plan that takes all the feedback into consideration.
So again, Jess, if people want more information, want to make sure they don't miss out on anything, they can engage, they can, you know, be part of this really, to me, historic, you know, kind of rebirth of Manresa Island, where do you suggest they go?
Definitely ManresaIslandPark.org to be able to sign up to the newsletter in order to be able to get notifications of what's going on with development in the park. And also stay tuned for July the 13th, which is the community meeting at Cove Point. And then also stay tuned for a meeting in September for remediation and one in December, which will be the final plan revealed for the park and the landscape.
Jess Vonischek, I want to thank you so much for what you do, Executive Director of Manresa Island Corporation, but also for giving us the time to constantly keep us in the loop, talk about this project. I know we're excited about it on WACC. Our listeners are certainly, and we just love to get any updates we can. So I appreciate you always making the time for us.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Thanks for what you do.
No problem. Jessica Vonishek, again, who is the executive director of Manresa Island Corporation. And as you know, if you want to get more information, be sure to always check and see what is going on with Manresa Island Park. And you could do that by accessing their website, which, again, is manresaislandpark.org, all spelled out.